All right, welcome back, everybody. Ted Ramey with you. We've got you in podcast form right now as I'm joined by two gentlemen, and Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy. Of course, you know him from Super Troopers. You know him from Beer Fest. Two very funny individuals appearing at Cobb's this weekend. You're here tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night. Is that
correct? Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. So good.
Yeah, we're here all weekend, man.
That's good, man. It's always good to be in San Francisco. I'm glad you guys, two East Coasters, as we were just talking about, get you out here in the Bay Area before you go back. And I'm sure, is it still a little bit cold on the East Coast?
It's cold, but we live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we live in LA. So okay. Now it's like 90 down there.
That's good.
So it's cold up here.
So you guys have gone soft now. You've been turned soft by the West
totally
Coast.
Soft.
Oh, yeah. Look at what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a parka.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake. I'm freezing.
Dude, how did you guys grow up on the East Coast? Because I had to go back there a couple years ago in January. And I mean, I was like physically pained for like a week. Every time I went outside, I was like, I don't know how these people live back
there. Yeah, true. I took my kids back there and they were like 8 years old. I took them off the plane and it was 40 degrees and they started crying. Because it's too cold for them.
That's when you leave them there, to toughen them up.
You take their clothes off, you throw them in the ocean.
That's right.
That's what you do.
That's right. I grew up in New York City, so it was like in the wintertime, the cold air would get trapped in between the buildings and form like a little cold air tunnel. And same in the summertime, the humidity would get trapped between the buildings and just, you know, really just be sticky.
Crazy.
It's the worst.
But you must realize like how soft it gets hot out here. It'll get up into the hundreds in the Bay Area and LA, you guys know it gets hot, but it's like, it's not extreme the same way. You don't get the extreme cold, the extreme humidity. Yeah. So do you just laugh at us?
Yeah. 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 I mean, you know,
that's fair.
This isn't bad though. I mean,
this is lovely.
San Francisco's beautiful. I think San Francisco is one of the most beautiful cities in the country.
Oh,
in fact,
God. Now you're pandering.
In fact, I can't decide which is more beautiful, the city or its people.
Oof. You must not be looking at me very well because the city would be a clear winner.
I've got the top of your head. I can see your eyes over the monitors.
You can get the reflection off the top of my head.
It's a good head.
So here's the question I have for you guys, because obviously you've done some work that's connected with people very, very much over the years. My wife quotes your movies quite consistently,
nice. Okay.
And as do I. But like, were you guys ever prepared for celebrity?
I don't know, because it was kind of a slow burn for us. You know what I mean? There was never that big splashy moment where, you know, we were such huge box office stars. It was more of like a slow burn, like people started seeing our DVD or something, you know, and Super Troopers kind of grow, you mm-hmm. know, for a while. And then eventually kind of hit. So we never really had that moment, I don't think.
No. I mean, you know, I think our big dream back then was just to get a movie playing in one theater. That was all we wanted. And then Super Troopers opened pretty wide.
Yeah.
And then, but, you know, it went away and that was fine. We started working on another movie, but then people started like coming out. We'd walk down the street together, and people would come running after us. After about like 2 years, though,
yeah,
it took some time.
Yeah, we never got to get the glory of it.
Well, you know, I mean, that's all you know, cocaine and strippers and bad stories anyway. So
that's
why
we're trying to do it now.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's Kevin's thing. He's our coke and strippers.
Yeah,
guy.
Well,
you gotta
these
keep
days.
It. You gotta keep it real. But yeah. I mean, does it? Do you look at like that artistic productivity where you said, hey, I made something that people are quoting like over a decade later? Like we're still people are coming up and, you know, riffing off Shenanigans and Large Farva and stuff.
It's weird because like, you know, growing up we had that with like Fletch and Caddyshack and Stripes and all those movies. And like objectively, we know that people are doing it, but like it's just, you know, it's us. It's like I look at Kevin, I'm like, I know this guy from like school.
Yeah, and he's not that funny.
Yeah, I see him with stains on his shirt. Like, so it's just, I mean, it's weird. I mean, it's amazing.
It's super
amazing.
Flattering because, you know, when you write, you know, we have the added benefit of not just being the actors in the movie. We wrote the movie. So, I don't know, there's that nice kind of benefit about people coming out, quote your lines.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with Kevin Heffernan right now and Steve Lemmy joining us here in studio on KMBR 1050. So obviously you guys are out here at Cobb's this weekend. Again, if you go to Cobb's Comedy, you can go out to their website. You can get tickets, find out what's going on. But I mean, I know you guys have been doing stuff with Netflix. What else are you guys working on?
Well, we actually just finished Super Troopers 2.
We finished
the sequel. And so it's been in the works for a while. And we just finished it. We just had some big test screenings and it's going to come out this summer.
Is that intimidating to try and do a follow-up to a movie that people already had in, like, very high regard? Because, I mean, there's obviously demand for it.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, in the case of that movie, Super Troopers, you know, a lot of people said the opening scene was really great, and so our first challenge was to try to top that. And then, you know, it's a weird thing to write a sequel to a movie. You're not sure, like, how much you should call back the original movie. Mm-hmm. And also, you're not sure how much you should try to shy away from doing that because you know that there are things that people really liked and they're going to want to see again, but you don't want to just duplicate the first one. So
But all the audiences we've showed it to have said that we didn't screw it up.
That's good.
So that's a good thing.
It's been testing really well.
That's awesome, because I know it's something that people have talked about for a long time. And I just, like, because you guys, I mean, you're fans of the genre, obviously, so you've probably seen other movies that did sequels. So you've always got those things, or the negative things you associate with, where you're like, we don't want to do that. And that's got to be hard, because then you almost get kind of too involved in your head while you're thinking about what you're writing and doing.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's like, and that's the creative process anyway. Like, you can, even if you're not doing a sequel, you can overthink stuff into the ground, you know, and like, you have discussions, creative discussions, where you're like, well, I know mine is funny. And he's like, I know mine is funny. And I'm like, I know yours isn't funny. He's like, I know yours isn't funny, but nobody knows.
Yeah.
And so, and you just, you know, it's like, you just have to try stuff. And
it's just fun to, it was fun to put the cop uniform on again, grow a mustache and be a jerk. That's, you know, that's the way you gotta look at it.
Yeah. You know? The only difference between real life is just growing the mustache.
Yeah. See, but we were talking about the lack of facial hair here for Kevin, whereas, Steve, I think you're like me, whereas when I was a kid, I thought it'd be cool to have facial hair, and now it's like the greatest curse of my life. I'm like, why do I have to shave again? I hate it.
So that's the thing. It's like, I've shaved an hour after this. Like, people will start saying to me, like, oh, you shaved today?
Oh, yeah.
Brother.
And it's a real problem.
Oh, brother.
It is a real problem.
Your testosterone guys are ridiculous.
That's what, we're high T.
It's, yeah, it just it went a little bit too high for me and took the hair off the top of my head. But no, I hate it. Like, I consider it like a pain, because for me, it's, you know, collarbone up, because I my follicles betrayed me. But it is, you know, it's just, I thought it was like such a cool thing when I was a kid. I was like, oh, that guy's got a beard or something like that. Now I'm just.
It took me 8 weeks to grow my mustache for Super Troopers.
Is that true?
Yeah.
But, you know, to be fair to Kevin, I don't just want to attack him. Like, when we made the first Super Troopers, it was ridiculous. He had 12 hair holes in his face. It was pathetic. It was a pathetic little mustache, and it worked for the character. But now, you know, 14 years later, when he grew his mustache, like, I mean, first of all, there were some grays in it.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Like, it was bushy. It came in like Wilford Brimley. Like, it was weird to see.
I grew up.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of hair holes in your face
now. Thanks, man.
Steve, I've always wanted to ask you, because, you know, up here in San Francisco, a lot of Giants fans, and in L.A. you get to deal with the Dodgers fans. Anybody ever give you the Jeff Kent look-alike thing?
Wow.
Yes. In fact, okay. Somebody gave me a baseball card with Jeff Kent on it. And that was actually, for a little while, I was getting a bunch of that. And then this won't mean anything to anybody. There's another San Francisco Giants player that I look alike, but I can't remember who it is.
Another one you look like?
It's from the 70s. Like,
okay. So I'm born in
Ken Reitz? Ken Reitz? Or Ken Reitz?
That's before my era.
Okay.
But I remember when you guys started getting big with stuff, I was like, God, he looks exactly like Jeff Kent. People were like, no, not that much. I was like, no, I guarantee. And like, I don't know why they didn't see it, but I think it was finally with the mustache and Super Troopers where people were finally like, oh, it looks
exactly. We always said David Arquette, so.
Yeah.
And also Freddie Mercury. That was the other one that we had.
Yeah. I got Freddie Mercury a lot, David
Arquette.
See
a little bit of those. Do you sing like him?
No, I can't sing. I can't sing at all. And the unfortunate thing is, like, I actually see the David Arquette thing, and I hate it. I'd be like, I do look like David Arquette. That's you know, I mean, he's a great actor, and I love him.
Sure.
But, you know, sure. I'd rather people were saying, like, you know,
sure.
James Dean, you know? Oh, he looks like Ryan Gosling.
He really looks a lot like Ryan Gosling.
With a mustache.
Good stuff. Again, we got Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemme joining me in studio. Okay, you guys are cool. Does it bother me that I keep on saying Kevin's name, or bother you that I keep on saying Kevin's name first?
It's alphabetical. It's alphabetical.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't even notice.
Okay.
There are people that notice that thing, you know, I don't care.
Yeah. We go by alphabet.
It'll flip around at some point. Somebody will just say my name first and everything, you know, and I'll look at Kevin like, you know, he cares. He cares about that thing.
So what are you guys doing with your show right now? Obviously, and I've talked about this from some other comedians, because comedy's kind of very much PC culture. Like, you guys ever come up with a bit and you're like, oh, should we do that? Or are people going to take that the wrong way?
I mean, we've done stuff and people have taken it the wrong way. Like, we did
we did
Stephen Hawking's joke that people didn't care for very much. We did, back when we first started out in, like, when we were doing sketch comedy right out of college, we played at a little club down in the Village in New York City. And we did a fake television commercial for like a soap that would take out any stains. And what it was is that we snuck into the Smithsonian and got JFK's blood-stained shirt. And we got the initials JFK out of it with the detergent. And like, people gasped.
Yeah, people were angry about that.
Yeah, my father came up to me. My father's from Argentina, so you'll hear an accent. My father came up to me after the show and said, don't you ever make fun of JFK again. JFK was a great man. And I think
it's
like Kevin,
50 years ago. I mean, it's 50 years too soon. It's too soon still. Too
yeah.
Soon.
Yeah, no, but it's like if my kid ever did like a 9/11 joke, I would smack him across the face.
Right, right.
I was in New York City for that.
But you're serious?
I'm dead serious. Like, it's like, for my father, it meant...
There are certain things that cross the line.
Yeah, it crossed the line.
Sure. But here's my take on it, though, that if you can't get to a point where you can eventually joke about it, don't then the terrorists win.